I was betrothed at 17 and married just after I turned 18. My relationship with my husband was really distressing. He was 7.5 years older, which seemed really old to me, and I had told my mother that I didn't want to marry him, but she just said, "Nonsense, of course you do," and that was the end of the discussion. Anyway, it turned out to be a loveless relationship, and after 11 years, I was at breaking point emotionally and psychologically. I spoke to one of the elders in the cult, and he wanted me to check into a psych ward so that I wouldn't be expelled. I thought, no way, I'll never get out. So I thought if I could run away just for a little while, I'd take the pressure off and I could recuperate and go back. So it was a Friday evening when I decided I was going to leave, and I planned to prepare secretly on the weekend and leave on the Monday. But I wanted to let my best friend know that I was going and not just disappear. So after dinner on Friday night, I went to see her. When I got in the car, it wouldn't start. So I called roadside assist, but while I sat and waited, I got more and more panic, feeling really trapped and worried that I wouldn't get away. So by the time the mechanic came and started the car, I was in such a frenzied state that it was like I was possessed and the car was just driving down the freeway. The plan to go to my girlfriend's place had evaporated, and before I came to myself, I was halfway to Sydney. Came back to myself driving down the freeway hysterically, and I had realised that I had just gone. No bag, no clothes, no idea where I was going. So I said to myself, think of what you can do, where can you go? I knew no one in the world because it was a very exclusive cult, but I did know this one college teacher who'd hosted a graduation party at his house, and he seemed like a nice person, so I drove to his home in the middle of the night and knocked on the door. It was quite late, probably about 11 p.m. One of his flatmates came to the door, and I asked if the teacher was there and whether I could stay the night until I figured out what to do. So those guys took me in and looked after me until I got back on my feet. It was a few months. So running away from the cult and coming newly into the world where I didn't know how to do anything. I'd never paid a bill before. I'd never posted a letter. I had no career or education. It turned out to be the best decision of my life. It's now 30 years on, and I have a very loving family and a great career, and my life is full of love and, most importantly, freedom.